Hello and welcome to Frogcast Adventures. I am your host, Joseph Blanchette, and I want to give a little update on some of the shows on the podcast. If you don't follow our Twitter account at FrogCAdventures, you may not know about it. So the first thing is Strixhaven and Acquisitions Incorporated. They kind of went on a little hiatus, Ack Inc. pretty recently, but Strixhaven a few months ago because of schedules and things like that, and I announced on Twitter that it's kind of more of a indefinite hold on those. I'm not really sure if or when they'll continue. In the case of Ack Inc., it was always kind of a an in-between game that just we couldn't really do because of schedules not working out anymore. But Strixhaven was obviously like one of our big main games, and I hate to leave it half-finished, but again, schedules didn't work out for us to restart it within the past couple months, and I think once we do have a chance to kind of work it out, it would have been like nearly half a year since we paused it. And in that time, some people have started playing some other games. I made some promises to DM another game for another group, and I just don't know if we have time for Strixhaven anymore. As a module, I had a lot of issues with it, even though actually RPing with all the people involved was always a lot of fun. But the adventure itself, I kind of feel like we got all we could get out of it. Obviously, we would have had a lot more like character stuff and story and all that happen. But I think the way it ended was, even if it kind of ended on a kind of a cliffhanger a little bit, it's kind of an okay spot if that's what we were going to end it at. But the door's still open to do it in the future. I just don't know if we'll be doing it. I just don't know if it will take priority over some of our other projects. In other news, Curse of Strahd has been going well. We're doing an episode tomorrow night. We're really looking forward to it. It's kind of a different module than I was kind of expecting. Like, I knew it was a lot more serious and stuff, but it turns out to be a little bit more of a slower burn than I'm used to. So it's a little bit of a learning experience. There's a lot of storylines and characters to keep track of, but I think the players have been having a lot of fun with it. We're also in the middle of our first Starfinder adventure, Junker's Delight. That's been a lot of fun, not just because it's a new system and all that, but because we're all big sci-fi fans too. And I think it'll leave the door open to do some more Starfinder in the future, whenever we have time for it. But in new games, one of the things I'll be DMing pretty soon is The Shattered Obelisk with Bryce's friend group. Bryce has been a member of the podcast since the start, but he also has another friend group he plays D&D with. And they just finished up a game a few months ago, and they wanted to do something new, give their DM a chance to be a player, and I offered to DM The Shattered Obelisk for them, which is a game I really wanted to play, either as a player or a DM. We just had a session zero the other night, but it won't actually get started for a few more weeks because of working out like schedules and stuff. Plus, I want to finish up Starfinder before I start like something new. So that's kind of the immediate plans. We have Curse of Strahd, we have Starfinder, which is a smaller game, so it'll last a handful of more sessions, and then The Shattered Obelisk, which is another big module. I wasn't really planning on doing two big modules at the same time, but Curse of Strahd and the Shattered Obelisk are so different in tone and pacing and stuff. And Shattered Obelisk is a lot more straightforward in what the characters are doing. I think I can handle it pretty well. I think we're probably going to do only one game a week. We're going to alternate between the two. But we'll see how schedules work out on that. Shattered Obelisk is definitely going to be once every 2 weeks, and I think Strahd is going to continue to be once every 2 weeks, and we'll try to kind of alternate there. But as for games not DM'd by me, We do have one that Mark is doing with his friend group, and I am a part of that, and I have been recording it, but I haven't released any of it yet, mostly because I just don't want to clog up the subscription feed with a bunch of different things. But if you do look on our YouTube channel, there will be a playlist there, I believe, with unlisted videos. And we'll see about releasing those officially someday, but I still want to be releasing like 3 games a week. That'll be kind of crazy. For whatever games happen in the future, there's been some rumblings of Humblewood, which is a third-party campaign setting by Hit Point Press. Recently got released on D&D Beyond, and we all instantly fell in love with the idea of a magical forest filled with humanoid animals going on adventures. And right now, there's definitely no plans about when that will start, but I think it's all something we want to do in the future. So that's something to look forward to. But as for that, that's kind of all we got. With Curse of Strahd and the Shattered Obelisk being long games, those may be the main things on the feed for quite a while, at least like in big games. But that's all good with me. Hopefully we can fit some one-shots and some smaller adventures in there every once in a while too. So, again, I'm sorry about Strixhaven potentially not continuing after a year two of that school year in that book, but this is the way it is. I don't want to force it, but I think Curse of Strahd and the Shattered Obelisk will more than make up for it. All right, enjoy the shows, and goodbye.